The word traditional is the plan's key. August will see on-campus classes, on-campus housing, employees back to campus, and a calendar that includes fall, Thanksgiving, and spring breaks. Ball State President Jeffrey Mern says students and staff are not being required to be vaccinated against COVID-19. He says that's because the vaccines have been approved by the FDA for emergency use. If they achieve a regular use authorization, that could change.
One possibility, if that were to happen, is that we might require students to be vaccinated if they are engaged in courses or activities that pose a greater risk of transmission, living in a residence hall or a fraternity house, involved in intercollegiate athletics or other similar activities.
COVID testing, tracing, quarantining, and sanitizing will continue. Face masks will continue to be required for summer classes. As for the fall, Mern says officials will decide on a mask policy by August 1st. Also to be decided later this summer is whether students will need to be tested for COVID-19 before arriving on campus this fall. Ball State had such a requirement for the previous semester, but officials say it will depend on how many people are vaccinated this summer. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.